Welcome. Marcia isn't here this evening. She's doing okay. She just wore out from doing all the tests and everything. And the night that happened, it happened in the evening, so she went through all that all through the night, never got any sleep at all. So they were impressive on the way they handled that. They rushed us right in. It was concerned. She had a strange feeling in her face, couldn't feel anything. And, we found out about this. I don't know if you know this or not, but with those, they can tell if you've had a stroke, they can tell if you're in a stroke, but they can't tell if you're going to have a stroke. None of the tests will do that they have so far from what they told us, but they were really thorough. Had a whole team there real quick, so that and you know those you had to handle very quickly. They can do pretty wonderful things today if they get it in time. So that's the concern on that. Tonight we are at lesson 10, Providence. And he gets into, again, the individual providence we have. Very interesting. And it has been real good. I might say, too, that I had planned differently. I was wanting to go with this except for the last Wednesday night of the month. Well, that hasn't worked out for me. There are just too many things coming at me right now, so I'm not able to do that. I think we'll just go on with this, and by this time next month, I think we'll be close to the end of it. So then we'll be thinking about what we're going to do next. But it has been, he keeps saying this has been a good study, and he's enjoyed it, but we're enjoying it too. I think we're seeing one of his life's work. I imagine he's worked on this all his life. I also did bring all the notes tonight. Again, they're spread out if you don't have these. We'll be, I think it's 22, right around that's the main part of the lesson tonight. So we'll get started on that. Also, for the kids here, we'll be seeing the wonders of creation about the chameleon tonight, if everything works out as planned. I don't know why it's doing that. I'll go backwards and we'll start again and see if we can get it. Might have to switch over to the other one, Ernie. This thing is giving me all kind of trouble. Now it doesn't want to start. I don't know what else to do but go back to the very beginning and see if that'll help any. There it goes.
This is a production of World Video Bible School. To God be the glory.
Due to copyright restrictions, we are not permitted to play audio of the video presented during Bible study. Please click on the video embedded in this page to follow along with this evening's study. Is it still gone, Ernie? Is it still gone? Let me see if I can shut this down and see if that's what's going on. Shouldn't be. We've got it unplugged. It shouldn't be. I think we've got everyone in here, so we'll go ahead and try to get this started. Tonight on the wonders of creation, on what God has created, is the chameleon. We're going to go to that. It's very interesting. I don't know if anyone's ever had a chameleon in here. Has anyone ever had one as a pet chameleon? One thing I noticed when I first started this on, a chameleon's eyes is set on the sides of its head, and it can actually turn one eye and look behind it or all in this area over here and turn the other eye to somewhere. And if you think about that, you could sit in class, keep one eye on the teacher, and maybe the principal's over on the other side of the room, and you could have the other eye over on that if you were like a chameleon. But it can also work the other way. If the teacher's in the room, he or she could see ahead of her and behind her. So that would be pretty good, too, in some situations. But that's strange. Watch the eyes of the chameleon here. And you wonder what's going on in its brain. And a lot of times they'll tell you, and we know that a chameleon does what? Does anyone know what a chameleon can do? Change colors. Yeah. When you put that on your shirt, you get a green shirt, it turns green. You take it over and put it on another collar, and it turns that way. So These things just didn't happen. God planned it that way. God created it that way. There's too many things with all these creations. If you look at them, there's no way that these things just happen. Have we got it ready, Ernie? Okay. If you haven't got a red book, you want to get one of those. We'll be using it for the songbook tonight. And there's plenty up here in front if somebody needs those. Okay. Turn to number 35, song number 35 in the red book, an evening prayer. If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive. If I have uttered idle words or vain, if I have turned aside from want or pain, lest I myself shall suffer through the strain, dear Lord, sins I do not see. Oh guide me, love me, and my keeper be. In Jesus' name. Please stand for prayer. Tyler will be leading us in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to come together, sing these songs, and study your word. God, we ask you to be with us, that are unable to be with us tonight due to their illness. Please be with them during their recovery and challenging times, Lord. God, thank you for our lesson today. Help us to apply it to our lives, continue to grow as Christians, reach others, and help the church grow. All these things we ask you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. We had some technical problems tonight. We're a little bit late, so I'm going to cut the one song out, and we'll just go to the invitation now. If you want to mark the books on it, it would be 595, 595, the invitation song. We know by the scriptures, the gospel in the New Testament teaches us if we want to become a child of God, it says we have to listen to God's word, so that's the first thing we have to do. And after that, if you hear God's word and what God wants us to do, do you believe it? So we have to show some belief. Then after that, we have to repent. That means we change our lives. We have to change lives and live our life after the pattern that Christ set before us. And then finally, we give the good confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then we're baptized for the remission of sin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. That's becoming a Christian by obeying the gospel. That's the way they did it in the Bible, in the New Testament. Anything else that's taught has come from man. And we have a lot of that today, unfortunately. So we'll be singing 595 as an invitation for you if you understand what to do to obey the gospel and would like to do it tonight. Blessed are they that do his commandments. And this comes from the New Testament in Revelation 22 and verse 14. Blessed are they who do his commandments. They shall claim the tree of life. Into the city they shall enter. They are victors in
Haven't got a bulletin? Get one. We've still got a lot of sick people around. Nice to see Tom and Mary again tonight, and David. Betty Giannis fell and cut her head, and they have no idea what caused it for sure. They're doing tests, I think, today. But I hadn't heard anything from Betty today. I talked to her last night, but...
She's supposed to get home today.
Okay. I thought the way she talked, they're supposed to get home, but she said she'd give me a call, but she hadn't.
She called Betty to come here. We stopped up this
evening. Oh, okay. That's good. But they hadn't found out what caused her to pass out, so... Oh, okay. Coming week, we'll start the gospel meeting next Sunday. Invite people to come, hear Mark present the lessons. It's a 7 each night, isn't it? 7 o'clock each night on the meeting. Sunday night, 7. Monday and Tuesday, 7. Any other announcements? Anything else that I don't know about? Nothing else? We'll have closing prayer. Yes. When do you want to do that? Tonight?
Well, I'm going to start tonight. See if we can hear anything next week. Daylight savings time, I think it's November 3rd. Why there's a prayer yet. Okay, so we wanted to ask if we are to move the church time up to 6:30 if that's going to cause a hardship for anybody. And if there is that, one of the elders will know about it. So we're thinking about changing that with the time change. So that, I doubt would be We've got to move that way. Let us know if there's anything else we can put up fire on the road.
All right. Let's go to God in prayer. Dear Lord, we humbly come before you tonight. Thank you for all the blessings of life that you have so richly bestowed upon us. Dear Lord, we ask you to be with all those who have been, who are sick and afflicted, those less fortunate we are. Be with those who have lost loved ones recently. Comfort, strengthen, and zone that you can. Dear Lord, help us be better Christians, better examples. Dear Lord, please forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.